Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chav Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, still in the middle of Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. We begin on the second line with Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Kol mi she'ochel basar b'makom she'noagim bo iser. Anybody that eats meat, we've been discussing in yesterday's share, in the previous shiurim, that there are different customs as to when you cannot eat meat during the 9 days or the Shu'a Shechabo. So anybody has the custom of not eating meat, and they break that custom in a place where the people have the custom not to eat meat, so such a person is doing something terribly wrong. So he is poreitz geder, who? He is a person who's breaching the fences, the neshchenu nochosh. We have throughout the Gemara the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a shaliach, a nochosh, to go and carry out the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, that this person is doing something wrong, so a snake should bite him, is basically saying that you're going against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, what we've said we would do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though it's a quote, minog, b'makom shenoakim bo yisr, it's wrong for a person to go and not include himself as part of Klal Yisrael and break such a custom, and nebuch, he will pay the price if he does. The Ramah adds, umut lishtos kol shecher. However, even though we have prohibitions against wine and meat, there never was an institution of a prohibition against drinking of beer, afilu sheldvash, and this is even talking about date beer, not only barley beer. The date beer is called shekorim mead, which is from mashka made dvash, as it says in the tirgum on the bottom. Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber writes, Tisporet Shavuazu, taking a haircut during this week, the Shua Shechabo, Echad Rosha, whether it's your head, Vechad Kol Seir Shavu, or your body, your beard, Osir, it's forbidden. We'll see in a moment in the Dear Shavu footnotes, what does it mean by your body? Kol Seir Shavu means any hair on your head, but we'll see, what about other parts of your head and body? But the bottom line is, taking a haircut in the Shul Shechabo is Osir. We'll see that others have the minug to stop taking a haircut already from the 3 weeks. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Ayin Tes tells us, the Echad Ish v'Echad Isha, this applies to both men and women, Shavim L'Isser, are both included in this prohibition against taking a haircut. The Evshar Sheish L'Hat Yerbisha L'Galeach Riboy Seir Ditzdoyin. He brings that, however, from the Prima Gadim, that by a woman, for Tznias purposes, there might be room for her to go and cut the hair on the side of her temples. The issue footnote number 96 discusses, what about plucking the hairs on your eyebrows or on your eyelashes? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Eino Nechsheves Tisporis, that's not included in this prohibition against haircutting and will be permitted. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv disagrees, as well as Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. They disagree and say that you wouldn't be allowed to go pluck your eyebrows or tweeze your eyelashes. Then he tells us, what about for a young lady who needs to go cut her hair for shidduch purposes? She's going out on a date. So Shlomo Zalman says that maybe you can be makel in such a situation. On the other hand, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, Ein lahalka b'zeh. And what about if you're cutting the hair, if she has ribui seyor in regards to tznias for a married woman? So then Rav Ozan Zatzal, Shevet Levi says, Efshel lahalka lo. You could possibly give a cooler hair. She tried to do this obviously before, but let's say they did cut the hair right before the 3 weeks, and then they need, again, for tznias purposes, they can't contain their hair properly without cutting it. So then a married woman would be allowed, possibly according to the Sheva Levi, to be makel in this situation. The Mechaber in Sif Yud Gimel tells us, Ubezokun, in regards to the beard, Kol Shema Akev Esachila Mutter. In regards to the beard, anything that's going to prevent you from eating, a man would be allowed to go and shave that part of his beard. And the Mishbur explains, Sivkon Pei, this is really referring to the mustache, Vahinu Asofa. Now, the issue footnote number 97 brings down, Vachain Amoyel, Shesaros Sefomo Mafrias Lelasos Metzitza. If the beard on the moil, he's not able to do a proper Metzitza Bepeh on the baby, so the Kafa Chaim writes, Mutu Legalch, and then you'd be allowed to go cut that as well, even during the 9 days. However, he says, on Tisha B'Av itself, the Kafa Chaim says that even though a sick person who is allowed to eat, for example, and the beard or mustache are bothering him and he has difficulty eating, he shouldn't go and cut his hair on Tisha B'Av. He should have done that beforehand. Likewise, if a person has so much hair growing that it's actually making chatzitza for his tefillin, so then Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says in this situation as well, yochol legalcha b'mokom anochas tefillin. You can go cut the hair where the tefillin are in order that you shouldn't have a question of chatzitza. Again, all of these things almost invariably should be done before the 3 weeks start because there's something that's predictable. It's the rare person that if he takes a haircut before the 3 weeks start would need to go and cut his chup, cut the hair where the tefillin are during the 3 weeks afterwards. Sif Yudal, the Mechaber writes, also Ligdolin, Lasaper Ligdanim, adults cannot go and cut the hair of their children, Ulachabis Kasusim, or to go and wash their clothing, Bishaba Shechol Tisha B'Av Lios B'Socha, for the Shua Shechabo, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out in. The Shabbos again here means the week of the days before Tisha B'Av on that week. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkon Pei Aleph. The Ketanim Nami Shayach Bu Chinuch, because there are two possible reasons that we're going to bring down that you have to inculcate in children not cutting their hair during this period of time. Number one, Imishum Avelus, that we want them to also have some sort of an understanding that we're missing so much terribly the Beis HaMikdash, or Mishum Agbas Nefesh, or that it should be a sad thing. Now, the Chafetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Tzadi Aleph, says there's an afkamina between these two reasons. He says, L'mishu pochus b'ben sheish, somebody who's under 6 years of age, delo higia dayin l'chinuch, hasn't reached yet the age of understanding. So there is no concept of avelus here, or mishum agmas nefesh osur, but nevertheless, because of agmas nefesh, that we should be sad to see this child in such a disarray, so that's still a prize. Dirshu, footnote number 100, points out, what about for an upsharing? So he says, Ravozna Zatzal brings down, Shemutu af b'shvur shechobo. You could do an upsharing even during the shvur shechobo. However, he says, ideally, you should do it before the 3 weeks. On the other hand, Ravayashu Zatzal says, La'achar rosh chodesh of, if the upsharing comes out in the 9 days, then you should push it off until after Tisha B'Av, rather than what Ravozna had said, to do it before the 3 weeks. Dishu footnote number 98 brings down that normally we don't say there's avelus to inculcate a young child in avelus. For a mother or father, for example, Shulchan Aruch has brought down Yerodeya, she ain't avelus l'kotten. There is no avelus l'kotten. So how come over here there is avelus? There is this aspect of avelus. He says, avelus shel rabin machmirim yoter. So he brings down from Eugen of Rom that in regards to a public avelus for all of Klai Yisrael, so that's stronger than the individual personal avelus for a father or mother. Then as a further discussion, for example, from the Aruch HaShulchan, is not to say that this avelus is more chomer than the avelus for a father or mother, because adirabba, yesh dvarim shemekilim b'avelus yishona, there are things that we'll make a lot in regards to this avelus yishona, this old avelus that we have for the Beis HaMikdash and Nebuchadnezzar for 2,000 years, as opposed to the acute avelus for a father or mother. So there are differences over here. But nevertheless, he says, it's kedai to have for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, yesh chinuch liyiras Hashem. He says, this is a worthwhile thing to teach even a child. Shakot keshishalal Mazeh, that comes and say, hey, how come I can't take a haircut? He should understand a little bit about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Pebeis, and he says, Ayin and El Yeraba, Dil Lidon Yesh Lahachmer B'Tisporis Miyud Zayin B'Tamus Chibus Miyosh Chodesh. He says, our customs nowadays are stronger than this, that we don't take haircuts during the entire 3 week period of time, never mind, not just during the Shul Shechabo, and we don't wash our laundry from Rosh Chodesh, not just in the Shul Shechabo. And he brings down the Chayyadim Kosav, the Latur Chitanim, however, for young children, Ein Lahachmer Af Lefi Minhagenu El B'Shabbazu. It says, for young children, there's room to be makel not to do this except for during the Shavuot Shechabo. Then the Ramah says, Hagah, Mihu, Begodim Shemelafafim Bohen Akitanim. Diapers, the things that you wrap around the young children, Lagamre, Shemotzi and Bohem Rei, that they're used only as diapers, and they collect the excrement. They didn't have disposable diapers, they had washable diapers. Umashtin Bohen, and the children urinate and defecate in these diapers, so you don't have an inexhaustible supply of them, so you need to wash them, so then that's allowed. He says, Honey, Vadai, Mishrashori, here you're certainly allowed to do this. And he says, Vafilu Bevik De Shar Ketanim, Nogel Hokel. And even in other types of clothing for young children, there's room to be makel. He brings down the name of the Beis Yosef. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Pei Gimel, when we call Malkum, however, lo yichapsu harbi biyachad, you shouldn't go and do a whole bunch of them at one time. And likewise, yichapsu b'tzina, you should do it in private because people will see you washing and they're not going to realize what you're washing. They'll suspect that you're washing adult clothing and not the diapers for the children or the young clothing's children. Unless, he says, imeno mechapsu agave nahar, if you're doing it by the river, everybody sees what you're washing, not a problem. He brings down the name of the Magen Avraham. The issue, footnote number 101, says, today, kayom shemechapsim b'mechones chavisi, putting it in a washing machine, so this is still applied that you can't do a lot. So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down shechimeduma shebesefer zichron shol histopic. He's not clear. Maybe this applies, maybe this doesn't apply, he's not sure. The opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal is shebemechones chavisi in a washing machine mutal l'chabis harbi b'gadi ketanim b'yachad. Then you can wash a whole bunch of the children's clothing at once. However, you shouldn't add in some, well, if I'm doing the wash, I might as well throw in some of my clothing as well. That you're not allowed to do. You only allowed to do l'tzorech b'gadi ketanim. The issue footnote number 102 says, but to put clothing up on a clothesline to dry them outside, that's not a problem because everybody can see what you're putting up there, and therefore there is no concern of Marasai. They see you putting up diapers, they see you putting up your young child's clothing, so therefore it's not necessary to do that bitzina. However, he does bring down from this and Karlitz Tzatzal that Dvarim She'ein Nikar She'heim Shoktanim, something that's not clear that it belongs to the Ketanim. For example, some sort of a towel, so Ein Litlos Bechutz. Then you shouldn't put that up outside because people will suspect Nebuch that you washed your towels during the 9 days. Sivkon Pedali Mishmur says, Mishra Shari, that's allowed to do the diapers, etc. The Ein Bechibus and Shalela Mishum Simcha. You don't get any happiness or joy out of that. He brings down the name of the Levush, and therefore it's allowed. The issue, footnote number 103, goes through an arichos, a discussion as to what age are children considered young children that you can do the laundry. Ayin in the issue, footnote number 103, for those details. Now we go to the Mechaber, Siv Tezvav. The Mechaber writes, Mi shetekofu avelus nebuch, if somebody was an avelus, and now his avelus ends, his shloshim ends, during the Shavuot Shechabo. So Mi shetekofu avelus, shomes, v'shel Shabbos zu, v'hich bitzaru, and nebuch, the amount of time that he hasn't taken a haircut is significant because he was in Avelis for the Shloshim, and now it's during the Shavuot Shechabo, and his hair is very long. So in this situation, Mekel Batar, the Mechaber says you're allowed to go and cut your hair with a razor, but you can't cut them with scissors because that makes it too nice. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkon Pehe, what I just said, wrote to Lomar, what the Mechaber is telling us here is, that the Shloshim ended during the Shavuot Shechabo. Therefore, Sivkot and Pevav, you're allowed to use a razor to cut your hair. Mishum Shein Zayifu. It doesn't really make it very beautiful, but it will just make it a little bit easier on you, and therefore it's allowed. But not with Misparayim, Sivkot and Pezayin. The Mishbur says, Zeh Davka, Kishachol Yom Shloshim B'Shavuah Shechal Tishbav. That you can't use scissors is when the Davka ends in the Shavuah Shechabo. Avo Kishachol Mikodim Lazeh. But if your Shloshim ends during the earlier part of the 3 weeks, Mutal L'Sapar L'Chabes, then you'd be allowed to go take a haircut, and you'd be allowed to go laundry your clothing, even if it's in the 9 days, but it's not the Shavuah Shechabo. And he says this is true, absolutely done, even for us, that we say that you shouldn't do this even in the days before the Shavuot Shechabo, Hochashari, in this situation of the Avelis, Nebuch, it's allowed, because Nebuch, he hasn't cut his hair or done his laundry for that longer period of time. That's what the Taz's opinion is, the name of the Bach. However, El Yerabas Mamachmer, Aval El Yerabas Sover, De'en Lohokel, Kim Shekol Yom Shloshim Fnei Rosh Chodesh. Says you can only be Mekel if the Shloshim ends before Rosh Chodesh, but even if it ends during the 9 days, you shouldn't be Mekel. V'ken Kasu Kamachronim, and he brings down, this is the opinion as well of many other Achronim, and you can see this in Shaar Tzion, in Sif Kot and Tzadi Gimel, this is Derech HaChaim, and the Chai Odom, the Goyen Rebbe Baruch Frankel, in his Agos, albeit the Dogma of Revava takes the more lenient opinion of the Taz. The Epshesh of Makom and Tchaki Yishlachokel came in Shalkoponim Eino El Minok. He says one can be Makel under extenuating circumstances because it's only a Minok to follow this stricter opinion of the Elya Rabba. The Mechaber continues and says, Umechabez Kisuso, one would be allowed to go and launder his clothing as well, B'mayim Avalo B'nes B'chol, but he shouldn't do it with detergents. That's too much in this situation. Now we go to Sifte Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Noagin, there are those that have the custom. He brings this down in the Be'er HaGola from the Torah in the name of the Avihu Ezri, and he says, Yesh Noagim Shalolir Chotz Mirosh Chodesh. Some have the custom that they don't go and bathe from Rosh Chodesh and onwards. And the Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Peches, Ayin Lekame, Dafilu Betzoni, Yesh Lazari. We're going to learn in a moment that even in cold water, they have the minhag not to bathe. However, Lerfua, for medicinal purposes, Mutter Afilu B'cham, then you can take even a hot bath, a hot shower. And he brings up another rabbi that this applies, so a person needs it even in the Shavuot Shechabo. Again, many of us today have the status of being like a chola in this regard, or because of our personal hygiene, as well as our being an istinus, being much more fussier in terms of not bathing for 9 days would be very difficult. But one should try to minimize the amount of time that one is in a shower or a bath, and certainly not do it for pleasure, but just to get off the schwitz, to get off the zeya, the sweat, and the filth, and in and out as much as possible, as fast as you can, and as cold water as you possibly can tolerate, as we'll see in Yom Tzashem. Mishbur Sivkot Pei Tes says that this custom is from Rosh Chodesh. V'yimchol Rosh Chodesh b'Erev Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh comes out on Erev Shabbos, he says, Azai mutu lirchotz af kol gufa b'cham. Then the custom is that you can even wash your entire body in hot water to prepare for Shabbos, l'kovat Shabbos. That would be for somebody. Kol mishiroch, it's tamid b'Erev Shabbos l'kovat Shabbos. If you go always and wash every Erev Shabbos, then you can wash Erev Shabbos chazon as well. But if you don't, then you can't do it this Shabbos. The issue footnote number 104 says that the reason for this heter, for Erev Shabbos, he brings down from the Taz in the name of the Bach, Kivin Shemeikra Din, Hoyatzarach Lios Mutul, Lirchotz Afilu B'Erev Shabbos Chazon, because technically you can even do this on Erev Shabbos Chazon, because Harim Mitzvah Lirchotz B'Erev Shabbos, V'Lonogu Issa Ruchitza Shal Mitzvah, and therefore, since it's a Mitzvah, there shouldn't be any Issa Ruchitza Shal Mitzvah. So certainly, if it's not Erev Shabbos Chazon, if it's there's two Shabbosos to fall out during the 9 days, so certainly you can do it for the one that's not Chazon, and he says you can even do it technically for Erev Shabbos Chazon. However, he says, Mashinog lahachmir b'Erev Shabbos Chazon, some people are machmir on Erev Shabbos Chazon, that's mishum shepamim chol Erev Shabbos Chazon b'Erev Tisha B'Av, because sometimes Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, so Erev Shabbos Chazon is really Erev Tisha B'Av, and roy lahachmir mechatzos v'elech in that situation, like every Erev Tisha B'Av, when you shouldn't go and bathe at that point in time, even if it's not Erev Shabbos. However, he says, therefore, Mishum lo plug, since sometimes yes, sometimes no, he says across the board, Asu b'chol Erev Shabbos Chazon. Therefore, they asked it even on Erev Shabbos Chazon when it's not Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. However, he says, Avo kishu Rosh Chodesh chol b'Erev Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh is on Erev Shabbos, Sh'oz ein zu Shabbos Chazon. As I mentioned, there's two Shabboses during the 9 days, so then there is no reason to be Asur on the Erev Shabbos of the non-Shabbos Chazon. Then he adds, Mikivin shirachitza zu eina b'chol lo isur, since he says the rachitza here is technically not part of the Isser, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Shemutu Lechotzkan B'Sabon. You can even wash with soap, and the minhag today would be, I believe, and most people would say that that is permissible. Mechaber continues and says, V'yei She'ein Nimnoim El B'Shabazu. He says, there are those that only are machmir on the washing just during the week of Shua Shechabo. This was brought down the Beragol, who says, an ospei in the name of the Mordechai. Now, the Mechaber then concludes, and he says, V'yei Mis'anim. Those that fast every day, Yesh Misanim, Yud Zayim, Betamas, Atishba, they fast every day until nightfall during the 3 weeks. And he brings his custom down, as you see in the Beragola Oz Tzadi from the tour, based upon the Gemara that says, Miyom Shehuv Koyir, that the day the city was breached, which was on Shavasa Betamas. And others say it's Kineged, the Gimel Shavuim, Shehisana Daniel, the 3 weeks that Daniel fasted. So therefore, there are those that have this custom, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it's Sif Cotton Tzadi, he says, however, the Talmud Chacham ain't kedai shinag b'chumrza. A Talmud Chacham is going to take away from his learning, and therefore he shouldn't follow this minug, this chumra, shemamayip and lecha shemayim, because he's going to end up doing less learning. Shev shalo, it's impossible. Shalo yismayip milimudo, ezer shos milimitayim, because he's fancy, he's not going to learn so well. Vitzarach lishko b'mozne tzedek, you have to weigh very carefully in a balanced scale, binyonim elu, such things. And he brings us down the end of Shari Tshuva, who has a whole discussion over here, ayin sham there for additional details as well. Shari Tshuva also adds, you can see this here in the Shari Tshuva, in the bracketed asterisk, and he says, Hakol lefi tivon shebnei adam. Every person should look at himself and see what will the fast do to him. Will it make him better or make him worse? And he says, Yesh ochel pas b'melach u'misadin. There are those people who have just salt bread, and they're very happy. For example, Kidaniel b'chaveru sharmu v'yitnu lanu min hazaronim v'niyatovim. They said, just give us some seeds and we'll be very happy. And there are other people that are, oh, this is terrible if they don't have meat. So he says, therefore every person should conduct himself in this fashion, what's best for that person. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Sadi Ali says they used to do this until Tisha B'Av, and this will be discussed in Emet Hashem Tov Kuf Samach Beis. He says, Ayin Lekam, Sim Tov Kuf Samach Beis, Sif Beis, in there in the Ramah, in the Haggah. Finally, we just conclude today's share with the issue footnote number 106. He says, Af Misha Tarasum Nasu, person who's constantly learning all the time. So this person, in regards to a Tainus Yeshuas, we say that such a person, Kivin Shem Yisanim Yemayit Belecha Shemayim, he shouldn't do this. And in this regard, everybody's allowed to consider themselves Shenechshav Ketam HaChochem Linyan Zeh. We should consider ourselves like a Ketam HaChochem in this situation if it's going to cause you to have less learning. He also brings down this applies to teachers of young children. They have the same din as a Talmud Chacham. Shasur l'sanos, they shouldn't fast because it's going to impact their ability to teach young children. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Shasur machav shtei sibos, two reasons. Number one, machav shemisanu yimatu b'lecha shemayim. They're not going to be such good teachers. Number two, v'machav shegozon esabrios, sharei afilu shar polim, sheinam oskim b'lecha shemayim. Asurim l'sanos, because regular workers who aren't doing God's work are not supposed to fast. It's going to make them not work as hard for their employer. So certainly, Allah has come, the teachers who are doing Melecha Shemayim, they should not fast. Finally, Deir Shifudim 107 says, even a person who wants to do tshuva on a sin that he did, so the Orcha Satzadikim brings down Shevichot Yishubal Torah. If the person is a Talmud Chacham, and by fasting for the sin that he did, it's going to cause him to not learn as well. So he says, Yesh lo rus lo shiasuk b'torah b'esik gadol. It's better for that person who wants to do tshuva to go learn with more effort and do more esik in learning Torah rather than fasting. With this, we conclude today's shir.